Hello, this is Jeanette Lallier, the Director of Operations for the Unitarian Universalist Ministers Association. Welcome to the audio version of the 2023 Annual Meeting Packet. The reading of the annual reports of the UUMA is being read by volunteer members as well as the UUMA staff and Board of Trustees. Before we begin, I wish to express my sincere gratitude to all who have given of their time to make these recordings possible. If you encounter any issues with this recording or have a question, please reach out to the staff and we'll direct your question as appropriate. We can all be reached by email at staff@uuma.org. Now, let us begin with the reading of the opening letter and the President Report, both of which are read by our UUMA President, Reverend Leslie Takahashi, who, in addition to her continental service, serves the Mount Diablo Unitarian Universalist Fellowship as lead minister.
May 2nd, 2023. Greeting, colleagues. Enclosed is the agenda and supporting materials for the UUMA's 2023 annual meeting to be held virtually in June. Because of our commitment to electronic communications, this packet will be available online and mailed to those individuals who do not have email access or who have requested paper copies. We are also in the process of creating an audio recording of this packet, of which this recording is a part. Also enclosed are the following: the report of the President, the report of the Treasurer, the report of the Trustee at Large for Governance, the 2023 bylaw revisions, the report of the Trustee at Large for Ethics and Collegiality, the report of the Executive, the 2023 annual meeting agenda, the 2023 annual meeting rules, the 2022 annual meeting minutes, the 2023-24 budget, the 2023 nominating slate, the 2023-2024 renewal structure, and the 2023 ministry day schedule. We will once again be holding an online meeting during early June, and we envision this as our post-2020 new approach. During the 2020 and 2021 years, the UUMA discovered that this arrangement allows more people to participate, including those without the funds or schedule to travel to ministry days. A fully virtual event, an online component has been available since 2016, gives greater access to voting, and new technologies ensure that only dues-paying members vote. Participation numbers make it clear that a separate, earlier annual meeting is more accessible and inclusive for many more of our colleagues and allows us to keep ministry days for collegial learning and connection. To accommodate a virtual meeting space and to allow the greatest participation and percentage of membership participation possible, we will hold our business meeting in two parts: June 6th and June 8th each day from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time, 12 to 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Zoom links will be sent to all those registered. As you will see in the enclosed rules, we are continuing to refine our processes. In 2018, voting was expanded to off-site participants through a polling system. During the first gathering, after a quorum had been established, the membership will vote on the rules for the gathering. We have made minor adjustments to the meeting rules, which you will find later in this packet. After a presentation of reports, the membership will have the opportunity to discuss the proposals on the floor. At the conclusion of the discussion, the meeting will be suspended to allow for voting by electronic ballot on the proposals before the membership. At the second gathering, the election tellers will announce the results of the election and new officers will be installed. All portions of the meeting will be recorded and made available to those who wish to review the meeting. In order for us to be prepared for the meeting, if you wish to propose something to the board to consider placing on the agenda, including an amendment to any motion already on the agenda, please email Board Secretary Connie Simon, secretary@uuma.org before 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, May 5th. Please contact me at president@uuma.org or any member of the board with questions or concerns. I look forward to seeing you there. Reverend Leslie Takahashi, she, her, hers, UUMA Board of Trustees President. Report of the President. We began this year by adopting these goals. Continue to move towards a new vision for board governance as a board and in collaborative relationship with the executive team that can be sustained now and into the future. Amplify the work of the UUMA executive team, staff, and volunteer leaders working to strengthen collegial connections and chapters. We are also working to expand our collective capacity to gain those ministerial skills which help us in these changing and turbulent times. Lean towards the implementation of the work of the Commission on Institutional Change, Guidelines, and Right Relations. And engage in leadership-level conversations about the rapidly and dramatically changing landscape in ministry and advocate for the kinds of changes that can make paid professional ministry sustainable. These reflect our dedication to continuing to adapt the UUMA to the needs of this post-2020 world, including a world where the nature of what we are doing is shifting rapidly, as research from the Pew Research Center's studies and surveys continue to reveal, and as we know in our tired, change-weary bones. We as ministers face fewer volunteer resources and thus have fewer hours to volunteer for the UUMA. The work of the UUMA is guided by an exemplary executive team and dedicated staff. The faces of our ministry are changing due to retirements and burnout. We need to continue to meet the needs of a more diverse ministry, ensuring both inclusion and support of a diversity of ministers and also the tools to allow all of us to be allies and advocates for one another. And the atmosphere of change creates opportunities and also incredible tensions for us in the work of ministry, and especially has shown faults in the field of parish ministry. Interns balk, seminarians state their lack of interest in parish ministry, and we lack the time to discern how to make it more sustainable. We have spoken to a number of you at our dialogue sessions this year and also about other issues with which we have been involved, including congregational accountability. When conflicts among ministers and congregations arise, ministers are often asked to engage in self-reflection and growth. With the tension of these times and changing generational norms, we can no longer ignore the need for congregations to also be held accountable for their behavior, in some cases repeated, toxic, and recurrent. Generational tensions in ministry. As the context in which we minister changes, the gap between the generations of ministers widen. Many younger colleagues bristle at the criticism of older colleagues, and many older colleagues mourn the lack of respect for their hard-earned knowledge. I'm indebted to Wayne Arneson for his leadership in this area through his work with the UU Retired Ministers and Partners Association, to board member Marlene Walker, and to executive team member Melissa Carvel-Zemer for their leadership in this area. I appreciate the leadership of Connie Simons and Nick Cable in our board discussions on this topic. Sustainability of ministry. Ministry in all forms struggle with the demands of working in a hybrid environment with people who are suffering from the after effects of COVID-19 pandemic and its shared traumas. For those in the parish, we have been in conversation about how to gain the needed perspective, including the need to move towards having 2 days off a week. And some other issues. Credentialing. We owe a debt of thanks to those who serve us on the MFC and the work they are currently previewing on changes to address barriers in our systems. Common Ethics Code for Religious Professionals. Thanks to Marlene Walker for her continued work on this, which is essential in a time of increased stress, which can lead to conflicts among professionals. Bylaws revision. Deep thanks to the Bylaws Committee for their work to continue to address the issues raised by the Commission on Institutional Change and these times. Wendy Bartel has provided stellar leadership in this area. Financial sustainability. Thanks to Carol Sissel for conversation in this area. Retired Ministers Chapter Exploratory Conversation. We are exploring the possibility of a UUMA chapter for retired ministers. New challenges before us are ever emerging. Many professional organizations have already adopted standards for the use of new artificial intelligence, such as ChatGPT. We need new tools to deal with conflict in more productive ways. This board has worked hard on your behalf this year, and I hope you will thank them as you see them. We have worked to create channels of communication with you, including the dialogue sessions. We have scheduled these sessions regularly, have begun to offer a weekend time to recognize those in chaplaincy and community ministries, and welcome your thoughts as how to make them more accessible for you. Guidelines committees. We appreciate the colleagues who have been volunteering to work on our joint agreement and guidelines definition committees, along with the colleagues who do the complicated and challenging work of serving on our Committee on Ethics and Collegiality. Nominating committee. Deep gratitude to the members of our nominating committee for carefully considering the needs of our board of trustees and working hard to identify colleagues ready and willing to move into leadership on our board. Deep honoring to Natalie Fenimore, who is leaving the board this year. Her wisdom and deep knowledge of history and polity will be missed. Special thanks to the executive team who keep us afloat as volunteers. In faith, Reverend Leslie Takahashi, she, her, hers, UUMA Board of Trustees President.
2023-2024 Report of the Treasurer, read by Reverend Claudia Jimenez, pronouns she, ella, and I serve as Minister of Faith Development in Asheville, North Carolina. June 2023 marks the end of my third year as UUMA Treasurer. Serving in this role continues to be enlightening and personally satisfying. 2022-2023 was another year of change and transition for most of us. While mandated mask wearing and regular school closings are mostly a thing of the past, the personal and professional repercussions of the global COVID-19 pandemic remain with us. Inflation is looming, interest rates continue to fluctuate. Overall, the daily pressure to rotate, swivel, pivot, and change plans has eased off a bit, but serving communities and congregations remains intensely challenging. Frankly, being a Unitarian Universalist minister in these times is tough for all of us. Last year, I wrote these words in my report. I believe they still hold abiding truth. Dear ones, we are living through change, transition, and turmoil. But I hope that you, like me, remain hopeful and hope-filled. I believe we can get through whatever we must face together. Let me offer you a broad view of UUMA's financial context. These are the annual budget figures for the past 7 years. Year annual budget, 2017, $1,048,004, in parentheses, negotiated resignation. 2018, $1,163,340, in parentheses, institute year. 2019, $905,349. 2020, $782,987. 2021, $745,509. 97. 2022, 1,370,181 institute year. 2023, 953,033 in parentheses projected. As you can see, the UUMA budget is not stagnant. As the needs of our association have changed, the budget has reflected those changes. As of this writing, while our executive team, Melissa, Derek, and Jeanette, have carefully handled our finances, moving into 2023-2024, we are projecting another deficit year. This is primarily due to two reasons: decreased income due to slow payment of annual membership dues, and increased costs due to the website revision. While we continue to receive overdue dues, we are still projecting an overall budget loss of $36,000, up from the budgeted $23,000. The staff is working to cut costs and minimize the overall loss. In April 2023, the board discussed and unanimously approved the 2023-2024 budget. Our organization remains vibrant and viable. Here are a few notes on the 2022-2023 financial year. Considering the current markets, the endowment fund is solid. The current balance is $524,764. The UUMA's overall expenses increased due to staff changes, upgrading to a new website, and a return to in-person meetings. Returning to in-person events increased our costs to participate at collaborative events with AUUMM, FOWH, and LREDA. Registration is currently strong for Ministry Days 2023. Program income is up due to the neurodivergent series. We received what feels like a slight windfall of approximately $22,000 before our hiring of professional staff, in parentheses 2003, an error during one of our treasurer transfers led to an unconnected investment account. These funds have been recovered and placed into the general reserves to help support budget losses. Dear ones, it is a pleasure to continue serving as your treasurer. Please plan to attend UUMA Ministry Days online or in Pittsburgh and UUA General Assembly in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hope to see you there. Sending strength for the journey, Reverend Carol Thomas Sisel, pronouns she, her, hers, UUMA treasurer.
Greetings. This is the 2022-23 report of the trustee at large for governance, read by Wendy Bartel. Name, not pronouns, please. And I am that trustee on the UUMA board. I also serve as a co-minister with my beloved at the UU congregation in Schenectady, New York. Here's the report. As the portfolio holder of governance, I have been leading an overhaul and reorganization of the board policy book. Earlier this year, we clarified together that our model for governance was policy-based, with the recommendations of the Commission on Institutional Change report widening the circle. We have been reviewing our practices, ensuring compliance with policies or working to update them or create them to improve transparency and clarity. The Board of Trustees works collaboratively with the executive of the UUMA, and we want this to be adequately noted in the policies. We have clarified policies on membership and budgeting, as well as updating the monitoring and reporting schedules. As is the changing nature of our living tradition, so too must our policies be updated towards the nimble, yet still effective. We will also continue to work to further clarify which work and responsibilities are the board's and which belong to the executive. There is more to do, and we are making good progress. In addition to updating our board policy book, the board charged a bylaws committee to A, review Article 1, Section 3, the purposes of the UUMA, and B, to review all of the bylaws and make any recommendations for future changes that may be needed. We began our work on November 1st, getting to know one another and gaining clarity on the charges and timeline. We met approximately every 3 weeks discussing and listening. We considered the past and experienced gratitudes for prior boards and UUMA members and executives and staff who have developed the UUMA over time. We considered the present. Who are we serving, and what are the limitations of our power, access, and capacity? We considered what might yet be. What are the purposes of the UUMA now and into a liberating future? It was important to us to invite as much input as possible into the process, preferably through conversations, so that people could get a better understanding of what is important to members through listening to one another, and that their feedback would be informed by our colleagues in dialogue. So we created a plan to involve others in this work. We created a version of a new set of purposes and shared it with chapter leaders in January, February. We got excellent feedback and created a new version. We shared that with non-geographic chapters, including the BIPOC, disabled, trans, non-binary, genderqueer, and military chaplains chapters. We got more great feedback and created another version. We hosted 2 open sessions for all UUMA members. We, of course, got conflicting feedback via Google Forms about which phrases mattered to people and what things could change. The Bylaws Committee carefully considered all of the feedback received. We then made changes to the draft and shared it again, seeking more feedback. Over the past few months, we communicated with the UUMA members through the weekly UUMA newsletter and various social media channels. The committee noted one thing in particular. We actually enjoyed working together on wordsmithing several times. In March, we created draft number 7 and shared it with the board, who unanimously approved it. Because the annual meeting is not until June, we decided to give the members one more chance to offer feedback. The committee again carefully considered all of that feedback. We experimented with rewriting sections and concluded that it was better to refrain from inserting a list of examples in the numbered section, but rather to have more categorical concepts, remembering that this bylaw is only one in a set of bylaws and guided by, well, our guidelines. The board affirmed this decision in April and will place the new language on the annual meeting agenda. If the rules of the meeting are approved, it will be for an up or down vote. The second charge of reviewing the full bylaws revealed a typo in Article 14, Section 1, and the board also approved to put fixing that typo by removing one word, the word mailed, on the annual meeting agenda as well. We present to you, dear UUMA members, the fruits of all our shared work. Check on that audio report. I am so grateful to have worked with many skilled colleagues on this bylaws committee. Thank you, Diana McLean, Patrick McLaughlin, Lisa Presley, Diana Smith, and Jeanette Lallier. We also offer sincere gratitude to everyone who participated in a conversation, attended a presentation, offered feedback, offered additional feedback, and to the Board of Trustees who unanimously approved both recommendations. We hope we receive your support and vote to approve these. In humble service, Wendy.
2023 bylaw revisions. Current bylaw language, revision 1. Article 1, Section 3. In keeping with our rich history, our purposes are to support and promote the Unitarian Universalist movement, its societies and agencies, and its association. To assist ministers, congregations, agencies, and the denomination in interpreting the ministry. To improve the professional capabilities and skills of the ministers in the UUMA. To assist the UUA and other denominational agencies in efforts relating to the ministry. To aid ministers through chapters, clusters, and support groups to feel an important tie to colleagues, a sense of commitment to one another, and a concern for the professional rights of the ministry. To promote the professional rights of UUMA members and to protect these rights against any violation. To maintain guidelines for the conduct of ministry and to support those guidelines through provisions for handling grievances, censuring violators, and sanctioning offending parties. To covenant together to abide by the sanctions duly arrived at through the accepted procedures of the UUMA. To defend the tradition of freedom in all church, denominational, and ministerial relations tempered only by our obligations to one another as colleagues and the standards set forth in the guidelines for the conduct of ministry. Proposed bylaw change language, revision 1. Article 1, Section 3. The UUMA's purpose is to develop, support, and strengthen the professional ministry of Unitarian Universalism. Through their respective roles, the members, board, executive, and staff of the UUMA will nurture our transforming faith through collaborative leadership. Recognizing the complexity of power and committed to ethical ministry, our relationality with and responsibility to one another, and our shared work dismantling systems and structures of racism and oppression, we, 1, help interpret and understand the roles and purposes of ministry informed by our guidelines for the conduct of ministry. 2, advocate for the ministerial roles, rights, and responsibilities of members, especially regarding actions that diminish those roles or curtail those rights and responsibilities. 3, deepen practices of covenant and lifelong learning, finding inspiration and sustenance in our collegial connection to one another, supporting each other in growth and renewal, and strengthening our skills and capabilities in the ministry and capacities in the ministry. Create and participate in accountability practices in the UUMA and foster accountable relationships with other religious professionals and organizations within Unitarian Universalism. Current bylaw language revision number 2. Article 14, Section 1. These bylaws may be amended by a 2/3 vote of the members present and voting at any annual meeting of the UUMA. Amendments to the bylaws must be submitted to the Board of Trustees or by petition of 5 or more members filed with the President at least 60 days prior to a UUMA meeting. The text of all proposed bylaw amendments shall accompany the call to the meeting and shall be mailed, which is crossed out and changed to sent, to all voting members not less than 30 days prior to the meeting. All proposed amendments shall be accompanied by the names of the sponsors, or, if proposed by the Board of Trustees, the names of the members voting in favor of the proposed amendment. Proposed bylaw change revision 2. Article 14, Section 1. These bylaws may be amended by a 2/3 vote of the members present in voting at the annual meeting of the UUMA. Amendments to the bylaws must be submitted by the Board of Trustees or by a petition of 5 or more members filed with the President at least 60 days prior to the UUMA meeting. The text of all proposed bylaw amendments shall accompany the call to the meeting and shall be sent to the voting members not less than 30 days prior to the meeting. All proposed amendments shall be accompanied by the names of the sponsors or, if proposed by the Board of Trustees, the names of the members voting in favor of the proposed amendment.
2023 Report of the Trustee at Large for Ethics and Collegiality, read by Michelle Favreau, UUMA Ministerial Formation Network Manager. It has been quite a year for the Committee on Ethics and Collegiality, CEC, with no complaints being referred to the CEC. We have been working with two guidelines committees. Those reports are below. Board Joint Agreement Committee report. This committee has done wonderful work this year, though there is more yet to be done. We identified three items that are priority, initial technical fixes. Those are professional expenses, child care / dependent care expenses, and moving expenses. We reported these to the board in November and, after initial conversations, have some beginning language. The committee is still in discussion for a first draft. We hope to refine the language and engage the membership in feedback conversations in the fall / winter. We understand there are also additional areas of advocacy the board wishes to engage in around the joint agreement. Committee members Sean Newton, Jennifer Hamlin-Navias, Michelle Walsh, Greg Caro-Boyd, Marlene Walker, board liaison, Jeanette Lallier, staff, Jan Gartner, UUA staff. Board Definitions Committee report. The committee has been working on expanding the definitions of terms in the guidelines. This work is ongoing. Committee members Barbara Kuiman, Kali Fry, Chair, Joy Christie Prestwar, Diane Teichert, Marlene Walker, Board Liaison, Melissa Carville-Zemer, Staff. Respectfully submitted, Marlene Walker, she, her, at-large board member, collegiality and ethics.
Report of the Executive Leadership Team, read by Derek Jackson, Director of Ministries for Lifelong Learning at the UUMA. Quote, "My vision is changing our how, more than seeing clearly our what. I see a how where we are all much more comfortable with change and with our personal power to change conditions." Adrienne Marie Brown. These words feel like they are just dripping with resonance for ministry in these times. Everything keeps on changing, and we know we are going to need to keep innovating in order to offer relevant ministries that meet the needs of now. Here at the UUMA, we are doing our very best to provide learning opportunities, collegial support and care, and a range of resources to nurture your ministries. We are grateful to our dedicated and skilled staff who show up every day to build the infrastructure, develop the programs, invite the leaders, create the events and communications, manage the emails and phone calls and countless other tasks, often behind the scenes, to help our UUMA be there for you. This year, we are so grateful to have welcomed two new colleagues to our staff, Reverend Michelle Favreau and Reverend Jan Taddeo. Michelle is our Ministerial Formation Network Manager and has lots to share with you about the new developments in the MFN later in this report. Jan is our collegial care assistant and has moved seamlessly into that role, drawing on her extensive experience in ministry, as well as her pre-ministry administrative experience. Michelle and Jan join a team which includes Allison King, our dependable and technologically creative lifelong learning assistant, and Hannah Franco Isaacs, our skilled and savvy administrator. Allison and Hannah are such strong anchors for our UUMA staff team, and we are so grateful to them for their ongoing commitment to our organization. Departing from our team this year is our ministerial intern, Aaron Morton. It has been a true pleasure to work with Aaron these 18 months. Aaron is such a creative, grounded, thoughtful, and courageous minister, and we are so glad to have been able to support his formation experience and that members of the UUMA got to benefit from Aaron's ministry. We hope you will join us in wishing Aaron well as he moves on to the next chapter in his ministry, and that you will extend your thanks to all the members of our hard-working UUMA staff. As for ourselves, Derek, Jeanette, and Melissa, we continue to grow in our executive team partnership and find that we have been working together long enough to really reap the rewards that come of trusting, collaborative, shared ministry. Melissa is very grateful to have been able to take a creative sabbatical this year. And Derek is looking forward to planning his sabbatical for fiscal year 25. Allison King is taking her sabbatical next year. The big news to shout about this year is that Jeanette is celebrating her 20th anniversary of employment with the UUMA. From sole employee hired in an administrative role, to Director of Operations on the Executive Leadership Team, and with many roles and staff teams along the way, Jeanette is the very model of adaptability, growth, and change over time. We are so grateful to Jeanette for all the many ways she has served and shaped and led the UUMA over 20 years. Please join us in thanking her for 20 years of dedicated service on this milestone anniversary. As an executive team, we are in a unique position to let you know that our UUMA is very well served by so many leaders. First among them are the incredible leaders who serve on our Board of Trustees. We have been so inspired by the leadership of Reverend Leslie Takahashi as the president of our Board of Trustees. Leslie is a truly wise and deeply skilled leader who has already made a significant impact in her first year, along with the faithful and generous members of our board. We offer our deep and abiding gratitude to Reverend Dr. Natalie Fenimore as she concludes her term this June. We have come to know we can count on Natalie to share what she thinks with clarity and directness. These are great leadership gifts, and we are grateful to Natalie for staying with us and contributing so faithfully, even through a global pandemic. All of our board members have been generous with their time and talent, and we hope you will join us in thanking them for their leadership. In addition to Leslie and Natalie, our Board of Trustees this year has included Reverend Connie Simon, Reverend Carol Thomas Sissel, Reverend Marlene Walker, Reverend Wendy Bartell, and Reverend Nick Cable. As we move now to share some highlights of this last year, we encourage you to take a moment to review the why, how, and what of the UUMA. Guided by these statements, we create and annually update a 3-year work plan which attempts to describe what we do. This executive leadership team report is organized by the headings of our plan, describing what we do and offer as the UUMA. Respectfully submitted, Ms. Jeanette M. Lollier, Director of Operations, Reverend Derek Jackson, Director of Ministries for Lifelong Learning, Reverend Melissa Carvel-Zimmer, Director of Ministries for Collegial Care.
This is the report of the Executive Leadership Team Continued, being read by Melissa Carvel-Zimmer, a member of the UUMA Executive Leadership Team. I'm the Director of Ministries for Collegial Care, and I live in Western Massachusetts. Report of the Executive Leadership Team Continued. We promote lifelong growth and learning in ministry. Executive Team Lead, Derek Jackson. Institute Planning. Planning has begun for the next institute in 2026. We learned much from the last institute about planning for hybrid events and creating a nourishing environment for all participants. We're looking into creative possibilities for this next institute, and more details will be revealed within the coming year. Continuing education standards. This year marks 3 years since the continuing education standards were launched. We have engaged in a review process of the standards and their usability amongst our members. This spring, we held focus groups, and a survey will go to all members within late May, early June. We're looking to incorporate feedback over the summer and to launch the new revisions in the fall. Coaching. Our coaching program continues to serve colleagues in different stages of their ministries. We've matched 13 coachees with a coach this year. A new coaching training program is being developed, which will allow us to expand our number of coaches, as well as add some additional coaches with a particular focus on anti-racism, anti-oppression, and multiculturalism. How this focal area supports the recommendations of the Commission on Institutional Change. Commission on Institutional Change Action. Provide ministers, religious educators, and other religious professionals with access to continuing education that helps them take in and teach new theological concepts. We do this in all of our programming. COIC recommended action. Form collaboration between our theological schools, association of congregations, and professional associations to develop resources for professionally applicable theological training. Note from our executive leadership team, this recommendation is addressed through the goal of discern how to create sustainable collaborative partnerships in continuing education across UU institutions. We support ministers in all stages and settings. Executive Team Lead, Melissa Carvel-Zimmer. Good offices. At any given time, there are nearly 100 colleagues volunteering in the Ministry of Good Offices. These include the chapter-elected Good Offices people and the continentally appointed dedicated Good Offices people, the Good Offices for Right Relationship team, and our newest specialty team, Good Offices Contract Call Negotiation Support Team. This year, the members of the Good Offices Coordinating Team, thank you, Laura Shenham, Eva Cameron, David Messner, and Aaron Payson, have partnered with me in facilitating the periodic consultation groups we offer to All Good Offices people as a form of support for their work and an avenue for ongoing education. They've also helped oversee our ongoing orientation and training plans for Good Offices and the development of our new specialty teams. Special thanks to Laura Shenham, who's really gone above and beyond in helping to shepherd our new contract call negotiations support team into existence. Next up on our near horizon is a revision of the Good Offices Handbook this summer and the development of our next Good Offices specialty team next year. Mentoring. We are excited to be collaborating with UUA staff, Reverend Dr. Jennifer Kwong, Ministerial Credentialing Director, and Reverend Marta Valentin, Professional Development Director, in overseeing the development of revised and expanded mentor training resources. The Panel on Theological Education has awarded us a grant, which will match the funding already allocated to create and develop accessible and customizable mentor training resources. We're so pleased to report that Reverend Dr. Larry Pierce and Reverend Kimberly Quinn Johnson have agreed to work with us as consultants and content developers on an expanded array of training and other resources for ministers in a wide variety of mentoring roles. We look forward to having the first of those materials available by next winter. Ministerial Formation Network. The expansion and deepening of the Ministerial Formation Network has included efforts to connect each aspirant candidate member with resources for discernment and collegiality, as well as supplemental education to support the vocations and ministry upon membership in the UUMA. Participants are now invited to enter into vocational advising relationships anytime during the year, and we've expanded invitations to discernment groups to summer and winter. Monthly orientation programs will welcome new members with options for involvement from their first days in the program, rather than waiting on a start of the program year in August and September. As we continue to leverage possibilities for MFN growth and deepening with dedicated staffing, we are piloting partnerships with UU Wellsprings to support identity formation for seminarians at non-UU schools with intentions to launch 3 groups during 2023 and 24. We are offering aspirants and candidates, as well as their advisors, new resources for the theological reflection and to plan and support preparations for multiple career paths for clergy within congregations and in ever-expanding models of community-based and innovative ministries. We are revising curriculum materials for identity-organized discernment groups, and we are evaluating retreat offerings and platforms as we live into shifts in travel to events culture and the preponderance of online and virtual training programs for seminarians. Collegiality. This year, we tried something new in offering a collegial conversation year series during the program year. In years past, collegial conversations were routinely offered at ministry days. Over time, we began to learn by attendance numbers that ministry days was not the best setting for such important conversations. This year, we offered 2 collegial conversations on a variety of topics each month from January to May. Topics included a discussion series on the proposed changes to Article 2 in January, the UUA's new congregational salary program in February, advocacy for professional chaplains in March, changes to the MFC rules in April, and current trends in parish ministry in May. In addition, members of the collegial development team joined me in partnering with leadership from YRMAPA, the UU Retired Ministers and Partners Association, to offer multi-generational collegial conversation with the goal of helping us cultivate greater understanding and deepening bonds across the generations in ministry. In March, we offered a multi-generational conversation on grief and loss, and we will be holding another on joy in ministry in May. Chapters. While we continue to provide a range of programmatic and operational support for chapter leaders, our focus this past year has continued to be on deepening support for our identity-based non-geographic chapters. We understand the chapters for Black, Indigenous, people of color, trans, non-binary, and disabled ministers to hold great potential to be places of robust and relevant support for ministers whose identity and experience is often marginalized. Specifically, we have offered increased chapter subsidies and administrative support for these chapters and continue to be in periodic conversation with the leaders about what other supports might be needed. We are also supporting the Community Ministers Chapter as they navigate their first leadership transition. The founding leaders of the chapter have done amazing work establishing the chapter, assessing needs, offering programs, and engaging in advocacy. Many thanks are due to Jamie Yandel, Karen Lee Scrivo, Joy Christie Presswar, John Cooper, Andrew Mertz, and Catherine Sengis for your inaugural leadership of the Community Ministers Chapter. How this focal area of support supports the recommendations of the Commission on Institutional Change. COIC Action. Continue the investment in gatherings and professional development for religious professionals who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Consider ways to maintain these by job type online every quarter as a way to provide more effective support. Executive Leadership Team Comment. The effort to increase support for non-geographic chapter leaders has been our focus. If we can nurture reliable, welcoming, identity-based chapter gatherings, this will increase support resources for ministers who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color, as well as trans, non-binary, and disabled colleagues. We maintain guidelines and offer accountability processes. Executive Team Lead, Melissa Carvel-Zemer. Guidelines. As the guidelines are under the direct leadership of the Board of Trustees, you will find reports from our board-appointed guidelines committees elsewhere in this annual report. Our executive team supports this aspect of the board's work by serving as staff liaisons to board-appointed committees. Committee on Ethics and Collegiality. This is another committee that's under the purview of the board. After offering a similar presentation to our board, Melissa Carvel-Zemer offered the CEC, a Committee on Ethics and Collegiality, a mini training on best practices in responding to spiritual leader misconduct based on her experience taking a course of that name from the Faith Trust Institute. The CEC is reflecting on that training and considering ways we can improve our processes in the UUMA. Common Ethics Panel. Melissa Carvel-Zemer continues to represent the UUMA on the Common Ethics Steering Team. After pandemic-related slowdowns, that team has continued to make progress this year. Notable developments included hiring Progressian Consulting to help us design and facilitate a Truth and Reconciliation retreat. This retreat was attended by two board members from each of the participating religious professional associations. Leslie Takahashi and Marlene Walker attended from our UUMA board. The retreat was also attended by members of the steering team and key stakeholders from various parts of the UUA. Deliverables from the retreat were shared back with the boards of all the participating organizations, along with information about what comes next, namely the drafting of the accountability section of a shared guidelines document that we can hold in common for all religious professionals. After the boards have an opportunity to give feedback on the next draft and that feedback is incorporated, the steering team will develop a process by which the boards can invite feedback from the members of their organizations. How this focal area supports the recommendations of the Commission on Institutional Change. COIC Action. Continue the development of a common code of ethics for all religious professionals and conduct training for congregational boards, personnel committees, and other leaders to spread understanding of best practices. Executive Leadership Team Comment. A draft of a common code has been completed and reviewed by all of the religious professional organizations. The work toward creating a common ethics panel continues. We work to dismantle systems and structures of racism and oppression. Executive Team Lead, Derek Jackson. Engaging UUMA volunteers. This fall, we partnered with Beloved Conversations to do continuing education with our volunteers. We are exploring how we might continue this offering and other ways to partner together. Neurodivergence Skill Up Series. The UUMA has been in collaboration with the UUA in producing the Neurodivergence Skill Up Series, which incorporates interviews and live Q&As to explore issues around neurodivergence and ableism. Over the year, we have produced 6 sessions, with one more being planned before the end of the fiscal year. The series has been well attended, and people have shared how helpful this has been for their ministries. How this focal area supports the recommendations of the Commission on Institutional Change. COIC Action. Center the theological work of Black scholars, Indigenous scholars, and scholars of color, both professional and lay, whose knowledge is resonant for our times. Executive Leadership Team comment. We attend to this recommendation in Institute and Ministry Days programming.
We conduct our operations in alignment with our values. Executive Team Leader Jeanette Lallier, read by Jan Taddeo. Organizational health, communications, and website improvements. Based on feedback from the membership, the staff engaged in a search for a new website. As we deliver most of our programs and services virtually, our investments in upgrading the website can be considered as comparable to making an investment in upgrading physical space. After months of research and sales calls, the implementation team settled on an arrangement with Arcstone Technologies to assist us from moving from a proprietary software to a custom site designed through WordPress open source technology. This has freed up our reliance on proprietary software and will enable us to move platforms more easily in the future. Additionally, engaging Arcstone in creating a more flexible WordPress solution acknowledges the specific needs created as the UUMA has grown in our virtual staff and programming. The new platform is more customizable as we deliver most of our services through electronic means. Having been on the same website since 2012, this move was a giant labor. While many of our essential documents and resources were moved over by our February 1 launch date, we anticipate the transition will continue for the foreseeable future. Many thanks to the cadre of volunteers who added their time and talents to the transition. All members can help in the transition by logging in to the new site and updating their profiles. Membership report. Numbering around 1,875, membership in the UUMA has dipped slightly this year. We attribute this to slower than usual membership renewals. The staff, chapter leaders, and board members have reached out to remind members to renew, and we expect the membership rolls to return to 1,900 by the close of the fiscal year. This year, we have welcomed 50 new members. We have sadly noted 24 deaths among our members and acknowledged 11 removals or resignations. Of these, 9 members were removed from membership as a result of loss of fellowship or candidacy with the UUA or are no longer practicing or pursuing the UU ministry, and 2 did not report a reason. New, resigned, suspended, lapsed, and dropped members, April 1, 2022 to May 1, 2023. New members. Please forgive me if I mispronounce a name. Ron Annan, Wes Balmer, Nancy Barnard, Kyle Belmont, Anastasia Barash, Sarah Blackthorne, Brandy Brewer, Dara Bryans, David Buckley, Erica Caldwell, Mark Caswell, James Clark, Vicky Combs, Reverend Kathleen Cox, Alexandra da Silva Soto, Hannah Degner, Helen Dingus, Lindsay Donnelly Bullington, Ryan Eli, Courtney Eltringham, Rachel Evans, Emma Farrell, Heather Garon Rice, Sean Gibson, Karishma Gottfried, Derail Holcomb, Malia Hausnecht, Ruben Hopwood, Will Humphreys, Jess Hunt, Wendy Karn, Noel Lehman, William Lyon, Dana Matthews-Moore, Kent Matties, Audrey McCann, Michelle McKenzie Creech, Joyce Palmer, Emily Parker, Nicholas Sanchez, Michelle Saville, Tim Seary, Stephen Seek, Clara Simber Simic, Laura Stavo, Kate Steinberg, Martina Marty Thompson, Kyle Turver, Matthew Villareal, Krista Westervelt. Member reinstatements, Laurel Liefert. Suspended members, David Kohlmeier. Removed members, Terry Cummings, David Morris, Kate Rohde. Resigned members, Catherine Clarenbach, Marianne de Blasi, Mara Julia Dowdall, Shakisha Gray, Bettina Lahovic, Meredith Olson, Pip Paris, Teresa Youngblood. Lapsed members, Lori Anderson, A.J. Blackwood, Mary Bowman, Leland Bond Upson, Jeffrey Bowes, Tasha Brownfield, Julie Cecil, Rachel Christensen, Dave Clements, Stephen Cook, Jill Cowie, Allison Cryer, Joan Davis, Errol De Los Santos, Joseph Donatone, David Egan, Jorge Espinel, Jamel Flagg, Lynn Ford, Paul Fusil, Joseph Gabaif, Stephen Gaines, Bambi Galore, William Graves, Rob Gregson, Samuel Hunt, Catherine J., Wendy Jones, Cynthia Kane, Jackie Kelly, M. Kianka, Lori Kyle, Catherine Landis, Michelle Latanzio, Marlon Lavenhar, Corey Lovell, Nina Leighton, Yvette McDonald, David McFarland, Jason McLinn, Johanna Murphy, Kendall Norden, Kikanza Nuri Robbins, Caitlin O'Brien, Patricia Palmer, Barbara Prose, Sherry Prudholm, Catherine Rickey, Darcy Roque, Janine Robinette, Rachel Rogers, David Ruffin, Catherine Siepert, John Smith, Randall Spaulding, Ellen Swinford, Alice Silty, Beth Taylor, Catherine Torpy, Mary Vietmeyer, Steph Voss, Nathan Walker, Margaret Weiss, and Charles Wilson. Dropped for non-payment, Andrea Abbott, Sarah Asher, Wendy Bartlett, Catherine Boyle, Michael Brown, Tricia Brownlee, Krista Cervantes, Joan Virago de Artemis, Damian Pascal Dominac, Jeanalise Duran, Daryl Allen Siku, William R. Gupton, Yadani Hailu, Jessica Halperin, Emerson Zora Hamza, Emily Weber Hartliff, Leonard Hayward, Angela Marie Henderson, Beatrice M. C. Hitchcock, Nathaniel Hocker, Diana E. Hultgren, Neil Robert Jones, Sarah Klakowski, Erica Rose Long, Ben Luoma, Kenneth Marino, Brian Mason, Marjorie Jean Maddy, Daniel Medina, Cassandra Montenegro, Derek C. Mustelier, Kathleen Owens, Stephanie Michelle Pescatelli, Cindy Pincus, Christine Riley, Ken Ripperger Suler, Suzanne G. Semis, Elliot Frank Snyder, Kelly Sparr, Amy F. Strano, Frank Lowell Sweetser, Julio Enrique Torres, James Underberg, Bonnie Viegard, Amanda Weatherspoon, Sharon Weld. Ministerial deaths. John W. Barrows Johnson, Helen Christine Brownlee, Bruce C. Clear, Mary Louise DeWolf, Robert L. Eller Isaacs, Neil W. Ferris, Glenda R. Frey, John P. Gaffney, Blaine Francis Hartford, Manuel R. Holland, Charles G. Cast, David Keyes, Brian S. Kopke, Richard Leonard, W. Mason Olds, Richardson Reed, Kenneth Sawyer, Robert E. Sengas, Marjorie Squire, Todd J. Taylor, Catherine Davis Thomas, Sue M. Turner, Mark Peters Ward, Jack Young. How this focal area supports the recommendations of the Commission on Institutional Change. Commission on Institutional Change Action: maintain a database of all religious professionals who are Black, Indigenous, or people of color, and consider maintaining it for other identity groups struggling within our professions. Track time for completion of certification, pay levels, and length of tenure. We do maintain a database and invite Black, Indigenous, people of color, trans, non-binary, and disabled colleagues to self-disclose identities. We do not engage the tracking called for in this recommendation and are not certain it is our role, but we could. Footnote for this section of our report: members are held in membership as lapsed for 1 year after their last dues payment. After that time, they are dropped from membership for non-payment. This non-payment can mean a number of things. Most often it is an oversight, but it has happened that people in ministerial transitions, preliminary fellowship, or retirement, lose track of their membership. It is also possible that these members are no longer active in Unitarian Universalism, or they choose to effectively resign their membership by not renewing. This list will also include ministerial candidates no longer pursuing fellowship with the UUA or regular member leaving or pausing UU ministry. We provide spiritual, theological, and religious leadership throughout Unitarian Universalism. Advocacy. As our board has made a focal point of exploring ways we can strengthen our advocacy for our members, the executive team has engaged in a review of the ways we advocate for members in order to clarify where we have distinctive and overlapping roles with our board. We are happy to share our summary report on UUMA executive team advocacy upon request. Highlights of our work includes advocacy with various departments and leaders in the UUA related to fellowshipping, contracts and letters of agreements, compensation and benefits, congregational accountability and sustainability for ministers. This past year, we held a collegial conversation on advocacy for professional chaplains and are in the midst of identifying priority areas where we can focus our work to strengthen our advocacy for chaplains. Community ministry. For several years now, we have been working to increase UUMA support for community ministers. We know that community ministers are often less resourced than parish ministers when it comes to professional expenses and paid time off for engaging in professional development, associational work, and even vacation. We also know that many of our community ministry colleagues feel the continued privileging of parish ministries in our ministerial culture. We know we need to help parish ministers understand the realities of various community ministries, including needs around affiliating and how to be strong colleagues to ministers in the community. In conversation with community ministry colleagues, we are working to identify community ministry-specific advocacy goals. The future of ministry. One of our priorities is finding ways to engage in leadership-level conversations across our association on the future of ministry. We are grateful to have conversation partners in multiple organizations and institutions, but we continue to advocate for the creation of a common table where leaders from diverse organizations can come together for generative conversations on a regular basis. Our observation of our larger Unitarian Universalist landscape is that there are too few times and places where we can have these big picture conversations across our various organizations and institutions. We are planting the seed for more such places and conversations in all of the realms of our work because we are clear of one thing. We need all of our wisdom and perspective if we are going to find creative ways of remaining a relevant faith tradition with sustainable ministries in the years to come.
2023 Annual Meeting Agenda, read for you by Patricia Hennigan, an aspirant to the ministry and a member of the UU Congregation of Princeton in New Jersey. Please note that while we hope the meetings will last 90 minutes, 2 hours have been reserved to account for discussion of motions and amendments. On Tuesday, June 6th, virtually the meeting will take place Eastern Time from 2 to 4 p.m., Central Time from 1 to 3 p.m., Mountain Time from 12 to 2 p.m., and Pacific Time from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Zoom information, this is the link, https://uuma.zoom.us/my/UU ministers. And here's the agenda. Invocation and call to order, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA president. Quorum check. Consent agenda, which includes the appointment of parliamentarian Kelly Asperth Jackson, timekeeper Nick Cable, and election tellers TBD. Adoption of rules and procedures, and approval of the 2022 annual meeting minutes. Next item is UUMA President's Report, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Bylaw revisions, motions and discussion, Wendy Bartel, UUMA Trustee. Nominating Committee Motion and Discussion, Amy Williams-Clark and Margalie Belisaire, Co-Chair. Other business, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Suspension of meeting. And the voting opens at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, June 6th, and closes on Wednesday, June 7th, 2023 at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, June 8th, the meeting takes place virtually, Eastern Time, 2 to 4 p.m., Central Time, 1 to 3 p.m., Mountain Time, 12 to 2 p.m., and Pacific Time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Zoom information again is https://uuma.zoom.us/my/UU ministers. And the agenda is reconvening of meeting, reminder of rules and voting, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Treasurer report, Carol T. Sissel, UUMA Treasurer. Report of election tellers, UUMA election teller. UUMA executive team report, Derek Jackson, Janet Lillier, Melissa Carville-Zemer. Congressional accountability discussion, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Recognition and thanks, Leslie Takahashi and Nick Cable. Installation of incoming board and nominating committee, Leslie Takahashi, UUMA President. Closing words, Natalie Fenimore, and adjournment.
Hi, I'm Reverend Lisa Adams-Sherry, and I am the settled minister up in Anchorage, Alaska, and I will be reading the 2023 annual meeting rules. Rules Preamble. Each year at our annual meeting, the UUMA has observed the long-existing practice of opening its business agenda by appointing a parliamentarian and a timekeeper, and then approving the rules and procedures used to govern the rest of the meeting. This relatively short list of rules, only about five sentences up until the 2020 meeting, spelled out some important guidelines, but it was never comprehensive. To further guide the course of the meeting and spell out what is and is not in order, most past meetings have relied implicitly and explicitly on Robert's Rules of Order. On the one hand, there's inherent logic to this. Most of our congregations rely on Robert's rules for their own business, again, either explicitly or through some sort of collective agreement to do something that looks and feels like whatever the leaders think Robert rules looks and feels like. On the other hand, this is a strange choice. Nowhere in the UUMA's bylaws or in the board's policies are Robert's Rules mentioned. And what is called Robert's Rules is not a single, immaculate, objective framework. There are multiple additions and modifications designed for different uses. Even those of us who are truly well-versed in using Robert's Rules to run an effective and democratic meeting can rightly disagree over whether this motion or that motion is or is not in order. And it is fair to say that the majority of us are not actually well-versed in Robert's Rules of Order. Beginning in 2020, as part of an ongoing process to make the UUMA truly an association for all of its members, After much discernment and with particular attention to fully including and serving people with identities too long marginalized and underserved by our institution, in the interest of transparency, we put forward new rules for our meeting. This year, having already held two annual meetings under this new organized method, we are putting forward a very similar structure, which incorporates changes based on learnings from the 2020, 2021, and 2022 annual meetings. While longer, we believe they add clarity. If they are approved by the body at the start of the meeting as part of the consent agenda, they will be the rules we use in our annual meetings. We will not be relying on any other documents other than the UUMA's bylaws. This way, we all have access to the same playbook. Once again, this is not the last or the only action in building the UUMA we dream about, but we believe it to be one opportunity and an important one in moving towards a process of collective decision-making that is more transparent and more equitable. And this preamble is signed by Reverend Kelly Aspruth Jackson, UUMA parliamentarian for the 2023 annual meeting. Meeting rules and procedures. In order to help us make decisions as a body, the following rules will guide us. Number one, in an effort to center voices that are too often marginalized in dominant culture, we will observe a progressive stack. At least the first three speaking slots for discussion will be reserved for Black, Indigenous, people of color, disabled, fat, trans, non-binary, and other members with marginalized identities. If, after three speakers or 1 minute of open space with no members in the progressive stack wishing to speak, the conversation will be open to all. Number two, you may speak on an issue once for up to 2 minutes. Number three, you may speak a second time after folks are done speaking for their first time. Number four, you cannot borrow time from or lend time to another speaker. Number five, if no one is waiting to speak on a given motion, the president can call for a vote. Number six, discussion time for each item requiring a vote is 15 minutes, after which the president asks, 6 more minutes? If no, discussion closes and we vote. This means we will spend 15 minutes discussing the main motion before any submitted amendments will be entertained, unless no one is waiting to speak. The 15 minutes allotted for discussion will be paused during transitions. Number seven, the Board of Trustees determines the agenda. Members may discuss or work to amend any business items placed on the agenda except bylaw amendments. In compliance with Article 14, Section 1, no amendments were submitted by members 60 days prior to the meeting, and the full text of the bylaws amendments accompanied the call to the meeting at least 30 days prior to the meeting. Number eight, to propose something to the board to consider placing on the agenda, including an amendment to any motion already on the agenda, please present it in writing to the UUMA secretary before 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, May 5th, 2023. Number nine, addressing the assembly from the virtual meeting space. Those wishing to address the assembly from the virtual meeting space should message the online moderator the nature of their request, pro, con, procedural. The online moderator will introduce speakers to the president to be recognized in turn, pro or con, unless there is a request for a procedural question, which will always take precedence. Number 10. Where these rules fall silent and the bylaws do not give guidance, the decision of the president shall prevail. The decision of the president can be overruled by a majority vote of the membership present after a motion and a second to do so. Virtual annual meeting gathering norms. First one, chat. The chat feature will be turned off during core and essential discussions unless the presenter requests chat participation as part of the agenda item. To make space for collegial interaction, the chat will be on 10 minutes prior and 10 minutes post-event. Participants may chat at any time with tech hosts, event chaplains, and covenantal relations team members. Private chat will not be available once the meeting starts. Next one, video. Participants will be invited to turn off their video upon starting the meeting. Participants should unmute their video only when speaking or requested to do so by the presenter. During the pre- and post-social time, video may be enabled. Last one, audio. Participants' audio will be muted automatically upon entering the annual meeting programming. Participants should unmute their audio only when speaking or requested to do so by the presenter. Voting procedures. The voting process for the 2023 annual meeting will be as follows. After items for membership consideration have been presented to the meeting, an opportunity has been given for discussion of main motions and any submitted amendment of proposals, the meeting will be suspended to allow voting through an online portal. Members will have at least 24 hours from the opening of voting to log into their member profile at uuma.org and register their vote. All members who vote are encouraged to have attended the annual meeting or to have watched the recording. Election tellers will check that a quorum of members has been met in the number of submitted votes, count ballots, and report back to membership of the results at the conclusion of the meeting. Those members experiencing technical troubles or who do not have access to the web may call the UUMA office line 617-848-0498, extension 703, and leave their votes on a secure voicemail system. Voting on meeting rules and amendments submitted before May 5th that affect the main motion shall be done by the Zoom polling system.